a great disappointment. That's what State Gaming Commission Chairman Stephen Crosby has to say about the casino proposal for the city of Brockton. Crosby and the rest of the State Gaming Commission today begin deliberating whether the Brockton project should get the state's third and final casino license. To help us understand what's at stake, we're joined this morning by Father Richard McGowan, adjunct professor at Boston College, expert in the gaming industry. Father McGowan, good morning and welcome back to Morning Edition.
Great to be with you again there, Bob.
So I'm wondering, given the chairman's comments, do you think this Brockton proposal has a shot?
It doesn't sound like it does. And I think what the chairman's getting at, that this is really going to have to be a very, very spectacular building for it to be successful. First of all, because you already have the Native Americans who have broken ground to build a casino in Taunton. And if this Brockton thing did get off the ground, they wouldn't have to pay any taxes, so they would have a real advantage that way. Plus, you have in Rhode Island, they're already talking about building a casino, which is going to be right next to the Massachusetts line. And Connecticut is going to be building one in East Hartford, where the Mohegan and the Foxwood tribes are going to be, they'll be building one in East Hartford. So there's going to be all kinds of competitions. But I think what the chairman and what the commission's looking at right now is realizing if you're going to have anything, it is going to have to be spectacular. Again, it's just too much competition now. Connecticut and Rhode Island seem determined to protect their gambling revenue. I mean, let's face it, this is going to be before the Everett casinos open in Winds, and that will probably be the mecca of New England gambling once that opens.
I'm wondering if you think the threat of the Mashpee Wampanoag tribe and its casino in Taunton is sort of a sword of Damocles hanging over the heads of the state gaming commissioners in this way. As you point out, if they approve the Brockton casino, the Mashpee Wampanoag tribe won't pay the state anything because it doesn't have to. It's a sovereign nation, doesn't have to pay the state any of the gambling revenue it generates from its Taunton casino. How big a factor is that?
I can't imagine it's not a factor. And I think they realize the other thing it does, I mean, how would the Brockton, the people who are building the Brockton, would they ever be able to reinvest in that property and make it a successful casino if they're paying taxes, meanwhile that the Native American casino is not paying taxes? So, I mean, the Native American casino will have all kinds of advantages over the Brockton one. So, and if you really look at the original intent of the legislation, that third license was really meant for the Native American casinos.
On the other side, the Taunton casino proposal is the subject of a lawsuit, which makes its future somewhat uncertain. So why didn't state regulators push this decision on the Brockton casino off further to let that lawsuit play out?
That's a good question, and I think you could have to ask the commission that. I would have thought they would have waited for a little while because they don't have to issue this license. I mean, make people sound like they have to. They do not have to issue this license whatsoever. So they could hold off and wait to see how what's really going on. So part of me it says, why then they just didn't say we will not issue this third license till we see how the MGM one works out in Springfield, how Plain Ridge is working out, and then finally, as Wynn gets ready to open up, he's going to be breaking ground soon in Everett. So just wait and see how this all works out.
Father Richard McGowan, adjunct professor at Boston College, expert in the gaming industry, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition again.
Great to be with you again, Bob.